Scott, 6.
Scott Moore, demo. Gramps was dancing a jig in Aunt Bet's dining room. If you had only seen a photograph of him, you might assume he was a solemn, humorless man, with his long Irish nose, the horseshoe of steel-colored hair beneath a shining pate, and no-nonsense horn-rimmed spectacles. But behind the specs were eyes that sparkled, and the thin, compressed lips of the photo turned out to be smiling purveyors of a lilting brogue barely touched by almost half a century away from the old sod. Aunt Bet and Uncle Gord were hosting my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. They had pushed the large dining room table against the wall, spread the chairs throughout the living room, and tied up the chandelier so nobody would brain themselves. The table was laden with food. All four of the North girls were, like their mother, magnificent cooks, and the modest house seemed jammed with relatives. For almost as long as they had been married, my grandparents had worshipped with a group of Christians who frowned on dancing, among other worldly, licentious pleasures, but Gramps couldn't help himself. He was delighted, delighted by the party, and because all his daughters and their husbands and all their children were there to celebrate. Had she seen it, my quiet, reserved grandma, she with the core of steel, would have put a stop to the foolishness immediately, I think. But she was elsewhere in the house. So Gramps sang snatches of the jauntiest hymns he could think of and toe-tapped around the small patch of hardwood floor with his elbows pumping. I must have been in my early teens at the time, and as self-involved as is usual at that age. I don't really remember much about the rest of the celebration, but that one moment has stuck in my mind for close to 40 years. I was struck by the evidence of his joy. I had some dim realization that it was prompted by a 50-year journey with his love, and the gathering together here, now, of the fruit of their love. This moment was rich with both experience and potential. The lives of my grandparents, now almost done, had produced a house full of people who had a great deal of living yet to do.